I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. And we come to you almost live, or as live as it can be, or actually by recording. What can I say? We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. And speaking of tech podcast, dude, we had an exciting week on Tech Podcast Network. Now you say, what kind of excitement, Dr. Bill? Well, there's much afoot. However, I was mainly talking about this one thing, and that is the coverage of the National Association of Broadcasters was live. I mean, really live, not as live as it can be, but really live. Like as it happened all week long. Well, okay, Monday through Thursday. But, you know, it's nearly a week. Okay. Something fell over here and I had to catch it before it made a loud noise, which would have been annoying. Anyway, National Association of Broadcasters. Lots of cool stuff they talked about during that. And there's footage of every kind of imaginable thing that they talked about. Not only was it transmitted live, right on the DrBill.tv site, DrBill.tv, as you know, www.drbill.tv. I don't know what Bill.tv is. It's probably out there somewhere, but don't go there. I don't know what it is. It may be something you don't want to see. But DrBill.tv, you want to see. Believe me. Yes. Particularly if you like silliness. We have lots of that. So anyway, but the coverage, dude. The National Association of Broadcasters is there to ensure broadcasters can operate in the marketplace free of unnecessary regulations and helping to spur the development of new broadcast technologies and services. Yes, that's a blurb off their website. Wasn't original with me, which is why I stumbled over it. Anyway, but it was a cool show, and I watched as much of it as I could, you know, like breaks at work and when I was eating lunch at my desk late, you know, because it started a little late because of the time zone differences. Anyway, point is, I watched as much as I could, which wasn't a lot, but like I said, all the video is out there on Tech Podcast Network, which is tpn.tv, to go to the videos. Now, the regular Tech Podcast is techpodcast.com. Okay, that's where all the shows are. But the live coverage, which is now recorded of the live coverage, it's all very confusing. Anyway, it's out there now, too. So, let's talk about some other things. Big Patch Tuesday, April the 8th, this article came out, and I commented on it. Microsoft's typical sorry applications and tons of security patches this month. Do not forget to run your updates. Please run your updates, because there's some critical security flaws that are really serious and could lead to your system being taken over by the bad guys. Yes, there are bad guys out there, by the way, on the interwebs. Just saying. And they're out to get you. And your money. And your little dog, Toto. Because you're not in Kansas anymore. You're on the interwebs. Just saying. Anyway, yes, a strange and veiled reference to The Wizard of Oz. I don't know why. I haven't seen the new, you know, Great and Mighty, Powerful Oz, or whatever it's called. But it looks interesting. I will probably wait until it comes out on the old Netflix and catch it there. Yeah, I know I'm cheap. What can I say? Plus, you know, I only go... Now, I will say this. Star Trek is coming out. Star Trek Into Darkness in May. Dude, I will be there with my bag of popcorn. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, some things are worth going to see. Oz, not so much. Okay. So, we have an amazingly cool sponsor this week, and that is Citrix Systems with their awesome product, GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Now, I mentioned the HD Faces because I'm using an HD webcam right here, right now. Yes, now to me, recorded to you, but you know what I'm saying. And by using that type of device, in this case a Microsoft LiveCam Studio, then you will be able to have HD video conferences. Now, let me digress a bit here and give you a really good example of why GoToMeeting is the way to go. We are in the process. I'm not going to give a whole lot of information because, you know, I don't know how much I should. But we have been officially merged with UNC Healthcare at the place where I work, High Point Regional Hospital. And that's all, you know, open to the public. It's news. It's out there. Even our website has changed to reflect the fact that we're now part of UNC Healthcare. Well, one of the things we're going to be doing is meeting a lot over the net. And that's where GoToMeeting comes in. With GoToMeeting, you can all meet and collaborate, even if, like, here I am in High Point, they're in Chapel Hill, but we can meet, we can talk, we can discuss the changes, and there's a lot of changes coming, but you can do it virtually, so to speak, or do it across the web. And that is the benefit of GoToMeeting. So, if you need to have team collaboration, you need to exchange information, but you don't want to be constantly driving up and down the highway or getting in a plane or whatever, GoToMeeting is the way to do it. Now, here's the thing. We have a very special, amazing deal for GoToMeeting. You can use it free, 100% free, for 30 days. And all you have to do is go to GoToMeeting.com, click in the little, you know, thing there to enter the code word, and use the code word podcast. And if you'll do that and click on that using that code word, you will get 30 days free trial of GoToMeeting. Highly worth it. I highly recommend it. I tell you, just go do it because you will be amazed at the functionality and what you can do with GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Meeting is believing. So try it. All right. We're talking about something else near and dear to my heart. You ever had one of those where your eyelash hair kind of gets in and, oh, never mind, it's just annoying. Yes, well, anyway, Roku. I love my Roku. This is my Roku remote. It's got a little green light that just went out. I don't know why it has green lights that go out sometimes, but it's kind of fun that way. Anyway, the point is, I love my Roku. And we just had a milestone that was achieved by Roku, and that is the fifth million. There's been 5 million Roku players sold. I don't know how to say that officially, but you get the idea. Anyway, May of 2008 is when they launched the very first Roku. Now, they called it the Netflix player because Netflix was all they had at the time. Dude, but now they've got like 750 different channels, of which one of those channels is the DrBillBailey.net netcast channel. Whoa, you may actually be watching this very show on our Roku channel. Now, if you have a Roku, and if you haven't signed up to our DrBillBailey.net channel. It's a Roku channel. Sorry, it's a TV channel, but it's not. It's a Roku channel. So, you need to sign up. You know, it's all very confusing. Our website for the show is drbill.tv, Our main website is drbillbailey.net because that's kind of the launching pad of all of the different websites that we have, like VertZine and Handheld Hack and Word of Faith Ministries and all the different things that I do. But at any rate, that's why sometimes I get a little confused. So here's the thing. 5 million Roku players sold. Dude. 750 plus channels. Our channel's one of them. So anyway, like I was saying, sign up to the channel. Okay, then be sure to click on the 5 stars, because if you'll click on the 5 stars and give us thumbs up, so to speak, with those 5 stars, our glory will rise in the Roku world and more people will be able to connect to the silliness. Now that we're no longer in the new category, we're in the internet TV category, then... You know, it's only people that just happen to find it among the 750, you know what I'm saying? Or hear about it, you know, through word of mouth or email or whatever. Let the world know. I hit the table. I didn't mean to. I rattled you. Anyway, so do that. That will be cool. And here's the other thing. This is another little, you know, they just sold 5 million Roku players. Well, guess what? This is just in the U.S., by the way. I don't know how many have sold around the world, but here's the thing. We have hit the 5,000th household that is connected to the DrBillBailey.net netcast channel. How amazing is that? Dude. So we're both celebrating this week. Yes. Okay, next item. Bing. I like that. I don't like the search engine Bing, but I like the Bing because it's just silly and I like silly. No, Bing, it seems, definitely has qualified as a Microsoft property. Why, you ask? Because they're 5 times as likely to send you to malicious websites. Yes, you heard it here. Maybe not first, but you heard it here. According to a study they did, they found out that Bing delivers 5 times as many malicious websites as Google. Google is safer to use. Shocking, isn't it? Microsoft's just sorry. I mean, you know, they're ugly and their mother dresses them funny. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Google, of course, is the safest. That would make sense. The study concluded that while all the search engines the lab evaluated delivered malware, Google at least delivered the least. It was followed by Bing, which returned a disconcerting 5 times as much malware as Google. Then Yandex, the Russian website, delivered 10 times as many malicious sites. Well, that kind of makes sense since there's a whole lot of malicious sites in the old Russian Empire. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I just found that very interesting. Now, whoa! Good one there, Fred. Wow. He really hit me with that one. This is our Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Untangle. You say, what? Untangle Lite, technically, L-I-T-E, misspelled, Lite, the Lite version of the Untangle package. Now, what is Untangle, you ask? Well, first of all, let me say that kudos to them here. This is open source, the Lite version, all right? The full version, you can buy appliances and you can get, you know, you can pay for it or you can get virtual versions. I mean, there's just a lot. But, you know, I still haven't told you what it is, so I'm going to do that. It is a firewall and malware catcher. We were just talking about malware. And antivirus thing. And it does all kinds of stuff. And it's a VPN. I mean, dude, this is like a point on your network that connects you to the outside world that catches all the badness that's on the interwebs and protects you from it. But this is what's cool. If you've got an old PC, you know, old junker that you're not using anymore, You can download the ISO for the Untangle Lite version, put that in the PC, boot it, and then go through a web setup, and dude, you totally have a firewall with all kinds of features. Let me give you just some of the features. They have a web filter. They have protocol control. They have a virus blocker. They have a spyware blocker. They have a phishing with a PH, like Fred. Fred's name is P-H-R-E-D. Well, phishing with a PH is where they try to make you go places you shouldn't go. Well, they have a phishing blocker. They have an intrusion prevention thing. They have the attack blocker. They have a firewall. They have open VPN. They have all kinds of reporting features. They have spam blockers. They have captive portal. They have an ad blocker. Dude, they have parental controls. I mean, this thing rocks. Know what I'm saying? Now, to quickly give you some of the rundown on these various features, Untangle Lite's spam blocker. First of all, as I said, open source. Quarantines for each mailbox enable users to manage their own spam without having to track down an administrator. I like that, being an administrator and having to deal with those kinds of things. Personal pass lists enable users to designate specific email addresses that, you know, you don't have to bother with the IT staff to, you know, again, tell them, please fix this. You know, sometimes we're eating a sandwich and we don't want to be bothered. Just saying. Image-based filtering scans within emails to stop this new, you know, method of getting into your system and messing it up. POP, IMAP, and SMTP support. Reports give a comprehensive view of the spam on your network. I mean, that's just one part of the feature. Then they have OpenVPN. It has a wizard for basic setups. I mean, OpenVPN can be a little annoying to set up, but this has a wizard to do it. Custom executable automatically generated for each client. Dude! Event log shows VPN login, logout events. Reports show general statistics of VPN uses. Then they got a virus blocker. Okay, this is all one thing. One free download that has all of this. Again, it's open source. It's updated regularly. It has the common protocols. It has protection for webmail. Like, you know, we use Squirrel Mail. Personally, I do. Me and my wife and Ben, we all use Squirrel Mail because we like Squirrel Mail. It's cool. I occasionally use Thunderbird, but I digress. Anyway, the point is it has reporting, has all that, and then it has a web filter. Here it is. Categories are updated automatically, so it downloads its updates. You can add your own URLs and file types to block or to log or to pass. No proxy settings are required. Has a local database, which basically ensures that you've got fast web browsing. Reporting, event logging, all those good things. Man, this thing is so full of features. I'm telling you. And did I mention it's open source and free? Wow. So Untangle Lite. Now, we'll say this. It comes highly recommended by Nixie Pixel. Okay. You know, who I watch for Linux information. Kind of fun. But at any rate, she recommends it and it is open source, and I downloaded the ISO, but I haven't had a chance to mess with it yet. Sorry, okay, but I will, and if it's like completely bogus, I'll come back on the next show and go, dude, but I'm at it. It's not, okay, because, dude, I mean, Nixie Pixel recommends it, and she has a kitty, as do I, and likes Linux. I mean, come on, you know? Anyway, the point is that that's just about it for this week. So, remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.